A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Race, the final front wing. These are the voyages of the starship Dirty Air. Its continuing mission to explore strange new McLaren job appointments, to seek out new side pods to give to Mercedes, to boldly go where no man and only men have gone before.
Now we have to fucking talk about racing.
We're going to watch a car race, Michael.
It's when nerds try and be cool.
I think you've done brilliantly. Good podcasting.
That's how we roll, baby.
Hi, I'm Josh Weller.
And I'm Alfie Brown.
And this
is Dirty Air.
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to this podcast.
This non-race week as we hurtle towards the Australian Grand Prix.
I'm quite literally going to hurtle through the sky toward the Australian Grand Prix,
aren't
I?
You're going to Australia. You're going to be in Australia during the Grand Prix.
I'm going to be in Melbourne during the Melbourne-based Grand Prix. I'm going to go, I've walked around the, last year I walked around like the where it was.
Did you do a little, you know, like they walk the track?
No, I got a little scooter. I got a little, like a little scooter and scooted around the, you're looking at me with kind of furrowed eyebrows, like you're not sure what I'm referring to.
Yeah.
Have you not seen them scoot the course?
Like Lewis Hamilton does.
Like Lewis Hamilton scoots the course on his little scooter.
While Angela Cullen, RIP.
Oh, Angela Cullen, aren't we sullen? No more is Angela Cullen.
You know they've banned bicycles for the grid, not the grid walk, but you know when the drivers walk around the track beforehand,
mm.
like look at the corners and go ooh with their sunglasses and all those, like, you know, in Veep she always had Gary behind her whispering stuff. You know, she had that guy. This is the president of this is a his daughter likes yachts.
Yeah.
And then like all the drivers will walk around with their guys behind them going, yeah, so this is a right turn here, so make sure you slow down and turn.
Yeah,
right.
And then you see them in the paddock later on, like with their eyes closed and their hands outstretched across an imaginary steering wheel. Although it's not a wheel, is it?
No,
it's a steering pad.
A steering amphi wheel.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And they're sort of imagining that, oh yeah, I love that bit. Oh, that's a good bit.
They've been doing it on Sky Sports recently where they've asked the drivers to listen to the beginning of a race and guess what race it is.
That's clever.
And everyone sucks at it. They did Damon Hill. They did, I think they did Lando. Lando. Oh my God, it's Lando North.
Babe, get in the back, babe. I'm driving, babe.
And Lazenby was like, yeah, we need to redo this bit because it's not working. Because, of course, the drivers can't listen to them driving and guess which of the 400 circuits.
Yeah. I mean, do you think any of the drivers have ADHD? And when they're doing their, like, like they're doing their talk. Okay, turn one, and then he's a hard into turn two. Hairpin slow, forward, down the river. Oh, I'd like chicken Kiev tonight. Chicken Kiev would be lovely. I know,
when
chicken.
Is the Mandalorian out? Is it Wednesdays or Thursdays?
new series of Succession tonight.
Sorry. Focus. It's right. Right. Parabolica. Ease off the curb here. So you don't want to eat too much.
Was Mum annoyed at me on the phone earlier? She sounded annoyed.
Because I said I love you, but she didn't say I love you back.
Yeah, she just said love you. Yeah, it just sounds a bit dismissive.
Anyway.
Turn eight and then hard into turn eight. I'm going to want to come out of that wide.
Box.
Unless I'm trying to. DRS zone into DRS zone into that Steve. I don't get that Steve Martin joke. Everybody loves that.
box. When is midnight? I must pack down all those. Anyway,
I'm not really across the Formula One news.
I'll
this
fill
week.
You in.
If you could fill me in, Joshua, I'd be grateful.
The FIA have banned bicycles from when the drivers want to walk around the track before the race.
Still allowed scooters?
No, they can't do it. Well, I don't think that's the main wheeled vehicle that is a risk to the drivers. No bicycles, but yeah. You can still race around at 200 miles an hour in the hybrid bomb.
I'd like to see them just as a sort of... Everybody starts on their scooters mm-hmm. and fucking goes for it.
Yeah.
I'd like to see... Who do you think would win? If it was a scooter race.
Well, I think we'd be based. I think it would be cardio.
Push scooter.
It wouldn't be Alonso or Hamilton because their knees are giving out at this age.
Yep.
If they're doing one full lap, I would probably go with someone like Logan Sargeant. Someone very young.
Mm.
Or also maybe Piastri. He looks very close to the ground, doesn't he? Mm. Like, he looks incredibly short. I know all the F1 drivers are short, but he looks incredibly short.
But also, I think maybe it's going to be one of the taller drivers because they've got that push range with those long limbs. So I've done cardio in the gym next to George Russell. So I'm very aware what he can push out, and I find him very impressive.
Before we crack on with this week's Formula One news, as we hurtle towards the Australian Grand Prix. Look, I know that it was last week and that I've already played that, but I'm playing that every week this year.
That's going to be our anthem.
That's how we get into the F1 news this year. I'm going to play the Saudi Arabian, because there's no way they're going to top that. This year, no, because in America they always have someone, you know, in a cowboy hat going, and we have to have it three times this year. We're going to have someone going, the land of the great and the home of the
Miami Grand Prix this year is going to be like DJ Khaled
doing
like a remix of
America freedom. Road versus Wade. In Formula One news this week, Max Verstappen was doing a virtual race yesterday.
And he was playing his PlayStation or his Xbox?
I think he was playing his £400,000 simulator.
Yeah, but they're all like hooked up to either an Xbox or a PlayStation, aren't they? That's how you play online. Online?
I don't actually know.
So when Lando was playing in his... Because during the pandemic, you saw these drivers and celebrities. So you'd like get Lando Norris and Stuart Broad mm-hmm. and like Dermot O'Leary or whatever. And they'd all be playing against each other. Mm-hmm. And it would be like, oh, who's going to win? It's Lando, obviously. But they'd be playing, you know, an Xbox together. And that's how they did it. And you'd watch them play Xbox together.
Yeah, I mean, I assume that it's linked up to... But the thing is, it can't be, because when Danny sits in the Red Bull sim, they don't sit him down and go, okay, we want you to test the front wing. We just want to check if we can lose, you know, 1/100th of a second here. And then someone goes, oh, has anyone turned on the PS5? Like, it doesn't...
I see, because they're hooked up to a supercomputer.
Yeah.
But Max was playing at home.
Yeah, so he obviously has his PlayStation 1, but I imagine they also... Because on the F1 Authentics website, which if for anyone who hasn't been on the F1 Authentics website, who fancies a laugh, please go on it, because they sell insane things. Like, they're selling a Red Bull simulator that's £100,000.
But they're also selling... Is this on the F1 website?
Yes.
The bits of car.
Yeah.
You can buy little bits of car.
You can buy little bits of...
If your house is just too big and you have such a surplus of money,
if you
get depressed because you've got too much money and you simply lay awake at night worrying about how you can spend it, then you can go on there and buy replica, not real bits of car, but replica bits of car.
How much do you reckon the Oracle Red Bull Racing 2022 official replica Halo? It's like that bit in Friends when Ross Geller goes, "This genuine pterodactyl egg
replica."
This genuine Oracle Red Bull Racing 2022 official Halo
replica.
How much?
For
a it's not even a real Halo.
800.
1499.
Fucking hell.
Okay.
Do you think to cut corners this year, McLaren have actually built their entire car off of bits off this website? And they're just driving around. Hey, get in the new car. Get in the new car. Replica.
If anyone's buying these parts, it's Mercedes right now. Okay, some of it's quite
cheap. They could buy all the Red Bull bits and just paint them with Mercedes paint. Go, yeah, we fixed the car.
Sahara Force India F1 team used front wing.
I don't know, like a grand and a half again.
2499. That's a lot less money than I would have expected.
Does it? Can you buy the same bit but from different teams? So if you buy a Red Bull Halo, is it more than if you buy a...
Yeah, the McLaren Halo is less. The McLaren Halo is 200.
But it's different paint.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
It's really good, isn't it?
You just different sponsors hanging out on your... Where are you putting your Halo? Obviously, I know where at a Cupid. Yeah, sure. Where
you could use it as a sort of support in the bath, you know, because sometimes it's hard to lean your neck back.
Yeah,
in the bath.
Maybe you could put a front wing on the end of a big stick and use it as like
a broom,
a rake for all your autumn leaves.
My favorite thing is the Sergio Perez 2020 race used headrests for £800. But you can also get the Monaco used condoms from Sergio Perez's.
yeah.
Anyway,
that was a wet race in more ways than one, wasn't it?
Under the bed.
Do you know what? I'm glad I made that joke and annoyed that I didn't make it at the time. That gave and took with you know.
I was going to say it was under the bedside lights.
Mm-hmm.
But you trumped me with yours. Max raced on Sims, but here's the thing. Max Verstappen keeps doing these things where it's very easy to paint him as the villain, and the whole thing with Paddock Daddy, Jos Verstappen, and his dad. Like, his dad just goes to work with Max, which is one of my themes for the year, I think, is that Jos Verstappen doesn't work for Red Bull, but he just shows up every day just to his son's job, which is in itself very funny. But Max keeps doing these things where I go, he's actually all right.
Yeah.
So when Max was racing this week on the eSims, he had his World Championship 2021 trophy just on the shelf behind the monitor, which I don't even know if he put it there thinking it would be funny or whether that's where it lives, but either is really good.
It's just one of these people who doesn't have, like, vanity or, like, is not house proud, just wants to race. And if he's racing out, then he's in his car racing, and if he's at home, then he's racing on a PlayStation. The trophy doesn't mean anything. He just won it, and he just wins, and he just wants to win. But it's the sort of transcendental notion of winning that satisfies him. The trophy means nothing. So it sits behind a TV in this grotty looking, like, student bedsit that, like, it looks really grim for a Formula One world champion. And I guarantee you, by the time Max Verstappen is 31, we are going to love him.
Yeah.
And we will hate, like, world champion Piastri.
Yeah.
It's just, all we really want is for Formula One to be good. And for it to be entertaining, and these, like, races to be, like, close. Do you remember, like, I just started watching Drive to Survive the other night, and I was sat there watching it, and the Bahrain Grand Prix from, like, we forgot how great that was, the opening race of last year. when
both the Red Bulls DNF'd.
But I mean, I didn't. You know, they almost won. Mm-hmm. It was only in the final stages of the race that they fucked it, and that both of the cars just suddenly died hilariously. But Charles and Max were going, like, overtaking each other, like, constantly.
And I think...
it was brilliant.
Did Max lap Lewis during that race?
Oh.
Or was that Australia?
I don't know. It was Australia. But I remember us talking about that.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is all we want is good racing. I don't care who wins.
I kind of care, but I'd be so much easier to take if... it was just close.
Yeah, I completely agree. But Max does keep doing these things where I'm like, no, you know what? I reckon he's actually quite a good hang.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so as soon as he kind of shakes the shadow of his no-neck daddy, he's going to be really like...
Lewis did it as well. Lewis's dad came to all the things, and eventually Lewis just went, okay, Dad, this is really silly.
Yeah.
Can you stop coming? Mm. And Macaulay Culkin, same thing, didn't he? Divorced his dad.
Mm-hmm.
Max Verstappen very much strikes me as the kind of person who, I remember one time I went around this musician's house he was like, come around my house for lunch. And he was quite a successful musician. And, he made bow tie pasta, with fried mincemeat.
Farfalle.
Yeah. With fried mincemeat in it. And that was it. And just put salt on it. And I remember looking at it going, oh yeah, you can't function as a normal person because all you do is music and that's where your brain is. Max is the same. If you went around Max's, the lunch would be disgusting if he made it himself.
Oh, yeah, he'd say, do you want any lunch? And then he'd bring out two like black beakers. And what's this? Oh, it's the Huel macaroni cheese flavor. It's really good.
I don't even think it would be that.
It contains all my vitamins.
I think you'd just hear him in the kitchen go, do you want any M&Ms in your spaghetti?
And then when he brought you the Huel, you'd go, Max, you need to pour hot water on this. And then he'd go, okay, your majesty.
Lando Norris has requested McLaren. First of all, McLaren have had... they've hit what we call in the entertainment world, the panic button. And have gone, okay, all right, shit. Okay, you're now the head principal of strategy, and you're now the Taskmaster 100 of operations, and you're now the CEO of car, and they've just panicked and gone, okay, tire god, you're the tire god now. And this week they just gave like 400 people different jobs.
New titles. It's like just shuffling everybody on a... shuffling the cards like one more time to hope that they kind of you get a good hand.
What's the bit in Peep Show when they talk about management consultancy? He goes, go in, fire 30% of the workplace, bam, new logo, job done. That's what McLaren are doing. And Lando has said that he's requested multiple times that McLaren go back to the silver and red livery.
Which so funny.
I am all for. In fact, I am actually wearing...
oh, you're wearing the T-shirt. That's right, nice. Now. With Mika Hakkinen, 1998 Formula One Drivers Champion.
And I believe that, firstly, I don't think that's the problem with the car.
It's so funny, isn't it? It's like when like you go to the hairdresser and go, oh, can I have it like Brad Pitt in Fight Club? And then you think, oh, I'm still fat. Oh, no. Like, oh, no. Because I do have the same haircut as him now. But I'm still like, have like 25% body fat. And Brad Pitt was working at 0% body. Brad Pitt was barely alive in that film. It's actually loads of other stuff that contribute towards being Brad Pitt than just the haircut and the nice fur coat.
What's your favourite all-time livery?
Benetton, easily.
We got the same livery. Schumacher. Do you like the green?
Green,
like
yeah.
The Damon Hill or the blue and the blue-yellow green from Schumacher's winning?
Oh, no, blue-yellow green. Yeah, of course.
The one, basically, they went, what colours don't work together?
Yeah, it was just such a... And also, like, it's a crap clothes brand.
Yeah.
It's so the sort of thing that could never exist now. And now, the team owners used to be these old kind of eccentric people. And now they have to be... like a multinational drinks conglomerate,
yeah,
with the kind of most vast and sickening markup of any product on any market. And so they're just hemorrhaging money. They don't know what to do with it, buying sports teams. And I mean, it's incredible.
I would be intrigued to see how much United Colours of Benetton's sales went up while they had the team. Because I imagine it doesn't help that much, right?
Mm.
Like, how many of you... use Ineos products now? You know,
well, more than we realize, I think.
How many of you are going on the Oracle website?
What is Oracle?
I have no idea.
Is it crypto?
No,
I just, if in doubt, assume crypto.
I think it's the woman in the Matrix who they take Neo to see, who can see into the future. And she goes, "You're not the one."
Do you want a cookie?
Yeah.
I knew that you wouldn't take one.
Yeah. There is no spoon.
And then she dies. Oh, and they have to replace the actress.
Yeah.
In the Revisited, whatever it is.
Reloaded.
Reloaded. And Revelations? Or is that the Bible?
I mean, just terrible. What livery would you do? If you could have any livery, because I know exactly what livery I would do.
I'd make it like a patchwork. You know when you see like those optical illusions, and it makes it look like you can't focus on it. It looks like something else.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of you use different black and white squares to shift the idea of.
Just so people get a headache watching.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So everybody around me would just feel a bit sick, just to sort of spin people out.
Yeah, that's really good.
I would do that.
Okay. I was going to go with just mirrored.
Mirrored.
I mean, in the carbon fiber era of Formula One, it would be the slowest car. Because they can't even paint their cars this year. So it probably wouldn't help things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. What about if it was like, if you painted it to look like the Parabolica, so that you, like, people, if they were near you, they'd think they were closer to the edge of the track than they were.
Well, the reason I'd want it to be mirrored is so that it's a bit like Predator, so you can't see it behind you. So you'd look in your mirror and be like, I can't, and you'd see that warble that you see in Predator, like the air shifting a little bit. But, either that or, I think we talked about this last year, like a wood finish.
Wood finish would just be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd just be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Bottas could smash a wood finish car.
Yeah.
I think he's the driver that would most like a natural wood finish.
Mm.
And he's Finnish.
And he's Finnish.
Oh my God.
I think maybe he'd like, you know how sometimes you see those cars hanging out like brand new, big bastard Chrysler American cars, and they've got like a matte black finish.
Yes.
I think a really cool thing to do, like the year that Barcelona didn't have a sponsor because they went, oh no, we're too good for a sponsor. We don't need sponsors. And if some team, like if I was like Bill Gates rich, I would buy a Formula One team and just, no, fuck off all the sponsors. Don't need any sponsors. We are just like, we're just the matte black car.
Like Braun. Done.
Is that what Braun did?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why the car was so plain, because they didn't really have much sponsorship.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's before my time.
Speaking of Smacky Bot.
It's time for Smacky Bot. Just a good
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Merch.
A shout out to Ben Norris, who I gigged with the other day and told him that we sing that song. So make sure, a brilliant comedian, check out Ben Norris.
We did steal it from Ben Norris. Thank you, Ben Norris.
And check out Ben Norris. He's really, really funny.
And also check out, or click checkout on Bottas's merch store.
Do we still have merch?
We do still have merch.
And is it available to buy?
It is, yeah.
Oh, wow.
We should make some more.
I packed my T-shirt for Australia just yesterday, so look out for those. Buy one.
You can buy official Bottas beans. You can buy tote bags. This is the thing. It's like a renaissance of Smacky Bot, where all of a sudden he's doing coffee beans, look at this tote bag, where it's a profile image, a profile like
of mulleted Bottas
in a vest.
Yeah.
In a wife vest.
Yeah.
And you can buy a bit, and it's like a cartoon image of him.
Yeah. It looks really good, doesn't it? It looks really kind of hipster and cool.
Yeah,
it looks wouldn't have expected. He was the least hipster-like driver when I first started watching F1.
Yeah.
He was the most straight edge. The great irony of him releasing that product is, if you have too much coffee, it comes straight out of your Bottas, doesn't it?
Bottas is, it's a little bit like, it's like your mate from high school who really liked his Tamagotchi, who moves to Shoreditch, and you see them a year later and they've gone full hipster, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
He's, although I believe him. I believe that Bottas is actually a hipster.
Oh, I think that he's found, I think that there's a kind of a late development to sports people. So that you're so in Formula One. This is why kind of Max will be in the process of finding out who the human being who has a life outside of being a Formula One driver, Max Verstappen, is. They need time. This is why Lewis Hamilton now seems like he's going through the development of, like, he's 28 years old now.
Yeah.
Like, the drivers aren't, they're all adolescent until they're 30.
Yeah.
Because they're just stuck in this arrested development of all they know is driving. Daddy, bring me to work. Daddy, pick me up from work. Drive fast. Otherwise, I get, you know, my fingernails removed or whatever they do to their kids if they're not fast enough. Then they develop these personalities and he's finding himself. It's beautiful to watch.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful.
I'm all for it.
I love it.
My big talking point for this week is... is Sergio Perez going to go full Nico Rosberg on Max Verstappen this year? So just to preface the context of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So Sergio Perez's contract with Oracle Red Bull Racing is up at the end of this year.
Mm.
So in my opinion, my unprofessional opinion, Sergio Perez has two options. Number one is he plays second fiddle for the year and gets to renew his contract in this era of absolute dominance, right?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, they'll give him a nicer ensuite on the Death Star, right? If he keeps playing bitch, basically, right? He has to be the number two driver, or he decides to go out in a Romain Grosjean ball of fire and absolutely, not the best example, but just absolutely go, okay, I've got 1 year left. This is my year. I'm going to ruin Max and do what Nico Rosberg did and start cutting out the lining of his gloves and just trying to get in Max's head. And Checo posted a tweet this week that said, I want to win the championship, and then had to delete it, I assume, because Jos Verstappen held him at gunpoint or something. But what do you think he'll do this year? Do you think he's going to go gung-ho, or do you think he's going to play second fiddle?
I have a fence to sit on, in that my answer is, I think that he will, here's my prediction, over the next few races, push fucking hard, go mental, and the pressure from the team, in combination with the realisation that he doesn't have the talent that Max does, will make him go, ugh, I'll actually... the more dignified thing to do here will be to just be number two in the world championship as bitch rather than compete and lose humiliatingly. I mean, in your opinion, obviously Perez isn't as good a driver as Verstappen. We know that, right?
Okay, yes.
But, I mean, Rosberg isn't as good a driver as Hamilton.
Yes.
And there is this thing that if you... Checo will want it more than Max.
Yeah.
So he's willing to go insane. He's willing to drive himself to the brink of lunacy to try and win this world championship. So there is a chance that he could, by kind of pushing himself to breaking point, win the world championship. I still think that the distance between the natural talent of Max Verstappen and Checo will mean that whatever... Checo's superior mindset is, Max will still win the world championship. What's your opinion, Joshua?
I think that last week was really telling, because when they said, you know, Checo, we're aiming for this lap time, and he went, well, what's Max aiming for? And they said, you know, a faster lap time, because they basically wanted Max to get the fastest lap.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the sort of wheels of the relationship, no pun intended, are about to come off. And I think Australia is going to be a really interesting race, because much like Hamilton with Alonso in 2007 in Australia,
mm-hmm.
when Alonso was the world champion and Lewis was the rookie, which ostensibly, you know, in this context, Perez is the rookie, mm-hmm. or he's the non-championship winner. And Lewis just put his foot right in the cement at first race of the season and went, right, this is how I roll, and overtook Alonso on the second or third corner or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it shook the whole year up. I think we're going to see something similar in this race. And the first lap of this race in regard to what the Red Bulls do is going to be really telling for the season. And I think that Christian Horner said, you know, we let them race as long as they don't hurt each other. And I actually think Horner is, I don't think he cares. Genuinely, I don't think he cares which of their drivers wins this year. I think it's nicer for them if Max wins. But if they, I think that at the minute, if Perez wins the next three races, Horner will back Perez. And I think Jos Verstappen complaining this week in his column Verstappen, saying that, you know, it was bad strategy for them to not let Max win. Yeah. And the fact that Max couldn't catch Checo is very, says quite a lot. But I also think that
I mean, he came from 15th on the grid, but yeah.
Yeah, but he couldn't cut into those final 6 seconds or whatever it was at the end of the race. But I think that Horner went on record this week and said something along the lines of, it's not called Max Verstappen Racing, it's called Red Bull Racing.
Yeah. And I mean, there is a quite a large extent. I mean, in terms of what Horner thinks, oh, I don't think he'll care either. And I think there's a large extent to win. Even like you say that their preference would be for Max to win. I kind of disagree. I think it looks really, really good for them if Checo wins. Because they, at the end of the season, go, well done, Checo. We're absolutely made up for him. But I think we can all agree after the last few seasons that the real winner is the car, isn't it? Because like, look, fucking, you know, this prick, the other prick, who gives a shit? It's the car. The car wins. They leave. Somebody else comes in. They win the championship. The car, the car, the car. Me, me, me. Jerry Halliwell. Horses. Good night.
Yeah, I mean, you could apply the same thing to Aston Martin as well. Alonso said this week that he compared what happened to what Aston Martin are doing to Braun's success.
Yeah.
And it's not quite the same, because firstly, the Braun were fastest, and Aston Martin are quite far off the pace. But I think you could say the same thing about Aston Martin this year. Is like, I wonder. I actually think any of the drivers put in that car would be pulling in like unbelievable lap times. I think Alonso is. So I think Lance could. You could probably put Albon in there maybe and get the same result.
Alonso is a
controversial maybe.
Alonso's a world level driver.
Yeah.
And Stroll's, you know, an F1 level driver.
Stroll is like, I realised this week that Stroll is like that, the bully in the movie who at the end sacrifices himself to save everyone.
Mm.
The guy that you think is a total asshole, and then at the end of the movie they're like, get off the boat! And then like, you know, jumps on the grenade or something.
Peter Windsor saying this week on his YouTube channel that that there might be tension and Lawrence Stroll might be going, oh my God, Alonso's upstaging my boy! Like, yeah, what did you think was going to happen? Like, you made the call. You employed Alonso. Like, are you fucking deluded? Like, yeah, of course. It's like buying your son, like, a fencing team and then employing Zorro as his... Like, what did you think was going to happen?
Sorry, could you stab a few less people, please? You're making my son look bad.
You'd go on, boy.
Which, actually, if we're fencing, Lance... works.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. This is great.
We are so on fucking fire this week.
And we move through the night at the speed of light.
Okay. Lewis Hamilton, the footage has gone viral this week of him being given the... In 2017, after he won the race, Will Buxton gave him a race-worn Ayrton Senna helmet.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it quite poignant watching it this week, because I felt like, firstly, it felt like Formula One was a much more innocent sport in 2007. The cars just pulled up on the grass at the end of the race. The grandstands are all there. Like everyone's cheering. It's not on the podium. It's not on the grand. It's not at the Parc Fermé. It's just like on a corner where the fans are. Mm. And they give him this helmet, and Lewis is clearly very overwhelmed by it and holds it up and kisses it. And it made me think, what could get that reaction from Max? What could they give Max after a race that would make him well up and go, oh my God, this is incredible? Because I don't think there is anything. And even trying to think of something funny, I'm coming up short. See?
Like Jos Verstappen's helmet, but not the one that he wore in his race, the one from the end of his cock.
Yeah.
Like there you go. We finally did it. Your father's emasculated. You're the new man. And you go, I am the new man. I am just the new man. Like this is your victory, not his.
Because with all the drivers, I think Perez, you could give him Senna's helmet and he'd be incredibly overwhelmed by it. Or just a lap dance. He'd love that. And
Verstappen is 25, 24, whatever he is. So when he was...
So it's Michael.
12, 13 years ago, who was winning the championship?
Lewis.
They should give him...
Oh my God.
Lewis Hamilton helmet.
It's race won for the three seasons he beat you. Well, there we have our answer.
Vettel?
No, I want them to give Lewis Hamilton's helmet.
Yeah, of course, that's what we want, but we're talking about what could overwhelm him and make him happy.
Schumacher. I mean, obviously, he knew Michael Schumacher. They used to holiday together, which he discusses in Drive to Survive in the most automaton, emotionless Data from Star Trek way. Yeah, I used to holiday with Michael and Mick, and that's a memory that's in my head. That's literally what he says. That's a memory that's in my head. I don't know why I'm doing him, Niki Lauda.
Yeah.
Who's going to win the Australian Grand Prix?
Have you heard of a Formula One driver called Max Verstappen?
I'm going with Sergio Perez.
So are you going with Sergio Perez? I think you're thinking wishfully, and I admire it.
I think it's going to be... Here's my podium prediction. You ready?
Okay.
Perez.
Alonso.
Russell. I know it's never going to happen. It's going to be Red Bull, Aston, or Red Bull, Ferrari.
So you're predicting a Verstappen WNF, which I suppose before the race is...
Will not finish. No, I just think he's gonna... It's wishful thinking. I want this Rosberg-Hamilton thing to really kick off. Because at the minute, you know, the Gasly Ocon thing I was hoping for, where they were just butt heads, isn't really working because they're both sort of doing fine in the midfield.
Yeah.
And also, we don't really have a midfield. We have like we have the championship that we all want to watch, which is sort of everything. It's the three cut teams: Aston Martin, Ferrari, Mercedes, and just ignoring Red Bull. And then it's just sort of everyone else, isn't it, at the minute, while McLaren just shit the bed and do terribly.
Yeah.
McLaren are the Williams of 2023, essentially.
Do you not think that that's going to... I mean, it's such a fall from grace. Were they not the best of the rest last year? Who was that?
Yes, they were. They were... It was Alpine... It was either, I can't remember, yeah, I think South now was pipped at the last race for and lost to McLaren, and now they're just at the back.
It's got to change. How fucked could they possibly be? I mean, they managed to... Two of the best drivers, like, everybody's saying Piastri's the next, like, qualitatively
Norris.
World champion,
yeah.
If not Norris. Yeah. They're both... world level drivers. This is what people are predicting for them. Of course, like at the beginning of everybody's career, that gets said about quite a lot of drivers, doesn't it? Like X is a world level driver. I think people said it about Hülkenberg. Like he was a world level driver. People expected huge things from him. Yeah, well, here we are.
Yeah.
I think
it's the same thing. It's the opposite thing of what you were just saying about Red Bull, which is here's the car, whatever driver. It's the complete opposite of that, which is here's the driver, where's the car? Isn't it?
I expect them to get better. And I'm excited about, I mean, obviously, Fool Me Once, you know, shame on you. Fool Me, you know, a good few hundred times, shame on me. Because I'm excited about Ferrari's upgrade packages. And like,
mate, come on, they're both going to, both their engines are going to explode.
Explode.
It's astounding to me to watch Ferrari just deliver mediocrity at the highest level every week. That's what their slogan should be. Ferrari, mediocrity at the highest level.
They, and I mean, what was the expression that Toto used last year to apologise to Lewis when it was Paul
shit
every
box.
Week? A shit, this shit box of a car. It's so sad. Get it together. Anyway, yeah, that it's quite disheartening doing predictions of Formula One races, isn't it? Because
it's, we all know,
you either have to get it wrong or you have to just say what everybody didn't need you to say.
Yeah. Also, I want to wish, before we wrap up, two more things. I just want to read out, please keep leaving reviews on the podcast, on our podcast app. I just want to read out one here, the most recent one. Thank you for posting. Please keep doing it. We're going to read them out every week. It's from Elledge301, which says, the title is, what are you going to do with all that Haas? With the comment, inside them jeans, 5 stars. Thank you, Elledge301. And I also want to say happy birthday to my favourite Formula One driver of all time, Stoffel Van Dorn.
Stoffel, Loffel, 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 Loffel Van Dorn. Stoffel, Loffel, Loffel, Van Dorn. Honk, honk.
Hello, waiter. Can I get an apple pie and a Stoffel Van Dorn with creme?
Little fork, and a dollop of cream.
I'd like to hear Christoph Waltz in Inglourious Bastards order a Stoffel Van Dorn. Et la creme? Monsieur Lepidit. All right, this has been
That's a bingo.
That's a bingo. That's a bingo. I'm Josh Weller.
And I'm Alfie Brown.
And this
is Dirty Air.
Hey, have fun in Australia.
Thanks so much. I'll speak to you when I'm there. I love you too. Thank you for your friendship.
Hey, anytime.
What you gonna do with all that junk inside that trunk?
I'ma get you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump.
What you gonna do with all that ass inside of jeans?
I'ma make you scream, make you scream.
Captain's log, Stardate W14 upgrade package. The starship Dirty Air has met the Red Bull Cardassians on the edge of Federation space to discuss a peace treaty. The Red Bull Cardassians arrived a full minute before every other starship. Gull Horner, are you willing to share technology to allow all the starships in the galaxy to race closer, making it a more interesting... Fuck. Gull Horner, are you willing to share your technology to allow the starships... Gull Horner... Are you willing to share your technology to allow all the starships in the galaxy to race closer, making it more interesting for fans and viewers alike?
No.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.